What's going on, everybody? You're listening to the Fortress Focus Minute, a simple spinoff of the Function versus Fiction podcast. Yes, we're throwing a lot of words at you. Check the full-length episodes of our podcast, www.functionversusfiction.com. And today's topic, jiu-jitsu. In a word, Brazilian jiu-jitsu and what it's meant to us and how it's affected and assisted our training. John, where are you at, buddy?
I am right here with you. And if you're not paying attention, I'm going to be sneaking up behind you and choking you out.
That's why learning jiu-jitsu is really important, or you would have gotten choked out. Or I would have gotten choked out. I knew how to defend the choke. Anyway, in a nutshell, I'll tell you right out of the gate, I've been training jiu-jitsu on and off for about 6, 7, 8 years or so. And it affected my game entirely different than before I actually understood it. I started training on and off around 2006, 2007. And it wasn't until I actually started internalizing and actually accepting the ground game that a fight could go to the ground that made me a more confident fighter. Aside from the cardio benefits, the brotherhood, the discipline that all comes with it, all great things. But if you don't actually understand the ground game, you're going to be in a huge shock when you actually wind up there in a street fight or a regular fight or, you know, an MMA fight for that matter, and you don't know what to do. This is why it's called mixed martial arts, and it's been a huge part of my life for a lot of reasons. How about you, John?
Yeah, I'm seeing more and more correlation between people's ability to move when they hit the ground versus like their ability to move standing. And you start looking at the boxing and all these other martial arts that they get into, and you literally have to teach people how to put one foot in front of the other, shuffle step, right. So you can learn how to shuffle step, jab, all that stuff.
Sure.
And there's no difference on the ground. And it's always a funny thing. People walk through the door and they're like, oh, well, look at these people on the ground moving around. Like, how hard can that freaking be? I'll lie down on the ground and I'll move around. And it's like, okay, here, you got a shrimp. Now you got a reverse shrimp. Now you got a scoot. Now you got to do this. Now you got to do that. And they're looking at you and they can't connect their hips to their shoulder, to what their knee's doing. And they're like, I just don't get it. I'm not moving. I'm like, yeah, no crap. You're not moving.
Easier said than done, right?
Easier said. You know, you look at it, it looks like one thing. And the way I explain to my students is it's like swimming. You look at somebody in the water, you're like, oh, they're just moving their legs and arms around. Like, how hard can that be? I'll jump in the water. And all of a sudden they're at the bottom of the pool. So no different with the jits. They get on the mats. They're like, well, shoot, I'm strong. I can roll around with somebody and be sweaty. And then the next thing they know, they're getting choked.
Right. And didn't
another world.
Right. And I mentioned that in one of our previous podcasts was that Henzo Gracie that said it is like, look, Mike Tyson or whoever might be the king of the jungle. But, as a lion stand up game. But I am a shark. And you frame that perfectly, just like with swimming. So I noticed that you've been doing a couple of classes, posting a couple of things here and there that kind of segue a little bit into the women's self-defense class that you taught about a little bit a while ago. You talk about that because I know we've been trying to implement that a little bit at the Fortress in terms of getting people that come into the door, particularly the women for the self-defense classes, like embedding it as part of curriculum right out of the gate, not making it something so exotic.
Yeah, it's super interesting with people and their comfort levels and what they see, what they think they can do, what they aren't really too interested in doing. And bottom line is it doesn't matter if you're interested in this or that, if that's what the fight calls for, you really got no choice.
Exactly.
So with statistics being so high, particularly for women, I mean, I've never been in a fight situation where I ended up being taken to the ground. I mean, I've been in fight situations where I've taken controls and put people on the ground, but it hasn't come about the other way. And that doesn't really matter for the people that are coming through the door, depending on what their job or their life circumstances are. You just have to have some preparation for ending up in that world. And for women, the statistics are super high that if they get involved with another woman, it's almost 100% of the time that fight ends up on the ground. Just go ahead and watch YouTube. Just spend an hour clicking from street fight to street fight, just involving women on women. And it's almost always ending up on the ground.
Okay.
And then you start looking at a lot of the domestic situations where some type of guy might be attacking a woman. And it's almost always this dominance thing of putting them on the ground.
Yeah, over being oversized.
And then you start talking about the nature of a sexual assault. You know, generally there's some drive for that guy to get that woman into a horizontal world to, you know, carry out whatever their heinous act is going to be.
Right.
And you got to, I mean, that's where you're going to be. And if you're not prepared for it, if you've got no answer, then the fight's over before it's even on the ground. So if you know that that's where predators are going to take that fight, you got to start getting dialed in there. So I've been trying to work with women a lot more with understanding that, just accepting that idea. You know, they don't have to come in a first class and really do much besides anything, just like starting to learn how to move on the ground. But it's really getting that idea and that concept through, that if that's the world that you're going to be in, that predator is going to take you to, you got to have an answer.
Right. Like you said a couple minutes ago, learning how to swim. That's all you need to do. Even if it's a doggy paddle, you're still going to be better off than you were before you walked into class. So with that, we'll say goodbye here. You've been listening to another Fortress Focus Minute. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Later.